Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Respond briefly to Dick and Madison and go right back to the lines. We have some callers on the lines. Dick and Madison brought up some disastrous press conferences of Donald Trump in Helsinki and then on North Korea. Helsinki, Trump said he trusted Putin, not the CIA and the FBI. He said it in front of international press. And in North Korea, he had called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man. Kim Jong-un is 5 feet two, pudgy, and he is very concerned about his physical appearance, and he's a sadist. So in retaliation, he kidnapped a University of Virginia student named Otto Warmbier, who was over there, and tortured him for almost a year, sent his quivering body back to the United States. His parents got a $500 million judgment against North Korea. They just got 200 grand freed up from a North Korean account. What do we do about their kidnapping the University of Virginia student and torturing him for a year? Did Trump do anything? Did he say, yeah, don't do that or retaliate? No, he didn't do any of that. He said, well, Kim Jong-un said he didn't know anything about it, so it must have been just some bad guys. And then he said, I'm sending him a love letter. Now, on Biden's press conference yesterday, I'm going to say this. Didn't watch the whole thing. It was a 20-minute press conference, and he answered questions for 100 minutes, an hour, 40 minutes. So it's a two-hour deal. The only two presidents in my lifetime that I remember were outstanding at press conferences were John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan. So with all the rest of them, I would strongly advise you shouldn't have to stand there and just keep shoveling stuff off. If people have questions, a certain amount of question time is fine. But instead of just standing there, word of the wise going forward, you don't create policy on the fly like that, unless you're John F. Kennedy or Ronald Reagan. That's my advice. No one cares about my advice, I understand, but you're listening to my advice or going to the lines. Can take you in order. Do not hang up. We'll get to you. Mark from the SAC, you're number one. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you just mentioned, it just switched, opened up a file in my brain, Ronald Reagan making policy on the fly. But I don't think Ronald Reagan made any policy on the fly. He just drew back on his history of being an actor and blathered on about whatever he was talking about there. There was a Death Valley Days episode where he gave this little speech about a city growing and, you know, that because it was these guys wanted to get across a river, and the riverboat man was good. They didn't have the money to pay the riverboat man.
What's on your mind today, Mark? What's on your mind?
Well, it's just that, you know, that Biden, actually gave a pretty decent thing. But I continually hear about the bloody withdrawal from Afghanistan, and CJ calls in all the time and brings that up, and we abandon those people over there. Yes, there's probably some, it wasn't handled quite as well as it should have been. But the CJ completely forgets about the Kurds we abandoned to the tender mercies of the Turks, who slaughtered, you know, men, women, and children, men who had been fighting allies against ISIS there in that region in Syria. They'd been most effective fighters against ISIS. And we just
Mark, here's the deal. You're hitting a very good point. I just want to jump in because this is very important. Two things that are very, very important. One of them is on Afghanistan. Biden comes into office. Trump had already recognized the Taliban. He should not have done that. The second thing, he told the Afghan government, close down the or open the prison and let out 5,000 ISIS and Al-Qaeda murderers. That's Trump that did that, by the way, out there. That was Trump that did that. Yes, he did. And then he said, we're going to be out by May 1. So Biden said, no, we're not getting out by May 1. And there was immediate violence from the Taliban. We had to crush it. The question is, how long do we stay there? We were there 21 years. How long do we stay there? John McCain said 100 years. No, not 100 years. So we started the withdrawal. Could it have been done better? Yeah, I've said that myself on this show. But Trump was a disaster by recognizing the Taliban, cutting out the Afghan government in the Vienna talks. The Taliban just sat there laughing. They just sat there laughing. They should have been hanged. How about that? How about that? We should have exterminated the Taliban. But we didn't do it under Trump. We finally got out. There's no reason why American troops should be over there for a few more decades, getting shot in the back by Taliban sympathizers in the Afghan army. In terms of abandoning people, baloney. There were 39 messages went out. Get out of here. Get out of this country. The ones that stayed largely were Afghans who happened to have green cards, and they liked Afghan culture. Well, they're going to get Afghan culture. They're going to get Afghan culture. We're going down the line. Next one up is Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Jean of Eau Claire?
I got two things I want to quick say. And that is, first of all, I watched the entire press conference with our president, and let me tell you one thing. He did an outstanding job. He looked and he answered every one of their questions. And, you know, I am a hothead, as you know, and get upset, and the steam rolls out my ears. Now, I always remember Biden as a fighter for the people when he was in the Senate, and he said what was on his mind. I think he did an outstanding job of being calm, and they tested him, and he held the line. He was courteous. He listened to their questions, and that's what we want as a president. Now, he could carry a great big stick and swat like the best of them. But you know what? As a hothead myself, I have a lot of respect for a person who can be calm and keep things under control as he does and as our governor, Tony Evers, does. You can walk softly and carry a big stick or a big bat, and I think both of those men are capable of doing it, and they have my trust and my, support. Now, I just want to say something about that vote yesterday. I was sickened. I was sickened by not one Republican voting for the people. I listened to all the speeches.
Right, right. No, Gene, you're hitting two good things. I got to jump in because these are very, very good. Number one, I agree with you. I think Biden does a great job. I think he's a great president. I was one of his early supporters in the state. But I'll tell you something. For 100 minutes to be able to stand chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, leading questions for 100 minutes, that's something the president shouldn't have to do. Give a 20-minute press conference and maybe 20 minutes of questions. Sayonara. Sayonara. The kinds of people who can do it for 100 minutes were John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was a movie actor and John F. Kennedy was unique. Bill Clinton actually was another one who could do it. But if you're not one of those guys, and then as far as the vote yesterday, stab in the back by Manchin and Sinema. Going to the next in line, do not hang up. Mike of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mike of Milwaukee?
Hey, man. What's your evaluation of Ron Klein? To me, it just seems like we don't talk enough about the chief of staff to say, you know, is he doing a robust enough job? Is he really, you know, handling some of these complexities for the president? What are your thoughts about Ron Klein?
Yeah, no, that's a fascinating question because there's been a growing sentiment, certainly on the internet, and it's not, and actually it's pundits in publications, so it's not fake Russian stuff and all that, suggesting that he get a new chief of staff. Here's my view. When Ron Klein was first appointed, I was ecstatic. I mean, he's an old hand. He really knows his way around. He's the kind of guy, absolutely, I thought we needed. I'm beginning to wonder, frankly, about his toughness. And also, something he did that was very, very dumb was within the vaccine mandate, where every company, Biden wanted every company with more than 100 employees to get a vaccine. And it wasn't clear how you legally could do that. So Biden came up with the idea, have OSHA do it and make it a workplace safety issue. And OSHA can issue safety regulations. So Klein, you know, if you're, I would say that if you're a chief of staff, you should not have an email account. It's going to get hacked. People are going to turn it over to the press. So the idiot Klein sends out an email to somebody about this and said, this is a workaround. Basically, we're working around the Constitution to do it through OSHA. Well, yes, it was. But coming flat out and saying that kind of blows the cover. And the, sadly, in the Supreme Court argument, Justice Roberts picked up on that. And, and it was in the record. And he said, well, the chief of staff said it was a workaround. We don't really favor workarounds the Constitution. It was unnecessary. I would say the guy, you know, it's possible to be experienced. It's possible to be too experienced. In other words, you're just a tired old hound lying around. So I think what I would say, Luke is chuckling. We need young people like Luke. They're not as experienced, but they have plenty of enthusiasm. In all kidding aside, I would say it may be time, frankly, it's going into the 2022 elections. Get somebody else in there. We don't want to see any more workaround things. Mark of Sussex, we have 1 minute to go. Let me know what you think, and then I'll respond to it afterwards.
Well, I guess, first of all, what press conference were you and your listeners listening to? Because I thought that was probably the worst 2 hours I've ever heard. The other part of it is he should be up there for 100 minutes when this is only his first press conference in how long that he actually took questions. So, again,
you're
overall,
making a good point. We got 20 seconds to go. Sorry, Mark. We've had a lot of calls. Going to a break. I will get back to Mark of Sussex with his comments. They deserve response. I'll get back to you right after the break. We're live, 844-967-3789.
You'll be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on.